Women's Shir, Chavis Halvavus, Wednesday afternoon, Teves 23, January 14th, Shar Avodas Elokim, we're in the Psicha still, Shar Avodas Elokim, Wednesday afternoon. Okay, Chavis Halvavus, Wednesday we're learning Shar Avodas Elokim, we're in the Psicha of the Shar Avodas Elokim. The Psicha establishes the Yesod of Avodas Elokim, which is what we're supposed to be doing with our lives, being Oved Elokim, or Ovedes Elokim. And his Yesod is that it's based on gratitude, based on our acknowledgement of all that Hashem does for us, which we were supposed to have learned in Shar HaBechina, and beyond Shar HaBechina. Shar HaBechina was written over 1,000 years ago, and it's multiplied hundredsfold to the explosion of knowledge, of scientific knowledge that we have nowadays. So we are supposed to be suffused with gratitude to Hashem for creating us, making us exist, giving us life, Jewish, for making us women. Whoops, I don't know about that bracha, I don't know. But you have a lot of milos over men, let me tell you. At least I keep telling that to my wife. Anyway, but his yesod is that our avodas Elokim is our thank you to Hashem, our acknowledgement, and this is what he wants us to do. And there's a lot of milos, a lot of wonderful things that, first of all, there's proofs from the Chumash that this is what it's based on. The Ramban, written 2 centuries after the Chovas Halvavus, sees it in Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, that our Avodas Elokim is based on Hakaras HaTov, Ayin in the Ramban and Chumash. But we said it's compelling, it's not an outside force telling me to do something, it's something that a person is wired to do. And Chavis Halvavus goes on to give examples of people who are grateful, we see that's how a person is wired. It's basic menschlichkeit. Very interesting, we use the word menschlichkeit. We don't use the word getzlichkeit. Because it's very interesting. In other words, our avodas Elokim of people is, one could say, according to the Chavis Halvavus, the following sentence is definitely true. Avodas Elokim of people is based on menschlichkeit, which is really it's a powerful statement, because that's why Hashem created the world, so that people should serve him. He has the malachim, he doesn't need anything really, but even in the sense of his deciding to create so as to be mashpia his tova, let's say, according to the Ramchal, but it's a world of difference. It's worlds of difference between malachim and people, and with people there's an added tova that we have bechira, and we end up deserving the tova that's mushpa on us lanetzach, even though he enabled us to absorb that tova. But anyway, it's a wonderful idea. It's a powerful idea that it's menschlichkeit that powers our avodas Elokim. Now the Chavis Halvavus goes on to say logically that our debt of gratitude, you see in the world, look around, he says, will increase or decrease based on the degree to which the person was selfless in doing for me, the fact that the person had little or no self-interest. The more self-interest he had, the less gratitude I feel. The more he intended to do something for me, the more gratitude I feel. He says, that's just the way it is. I will add parenthetically that even though the Bali Musar talk about Moshe, especially this week's Parsha, right? Moshe not hitting the water and not hitting the sand because he was Makir Tov, and obviously one doesn't go over to the water and say thank you. The water didn't intend to do anything. It's not a stira. The Bali Musar are talking. Chavis Halvavus is talking naturally. I don't feel gratitude towards someone who didn't intend to do something for me. So someone who inadvertently did a big favor for me. Certainly an inanimate object. I don't naturally feel gratitude. What the Bali Musar are trying to teach us is as follows. We know that the word hoda'ah, which means gratitude, and the word hoda'ah, to admit, is the same word. And that is because the gratitude that's menschlichkeit, that a person is wired to feel, really involves an admission that I need the other person. I can't do it myself. And that's bruising to the ego sometimes. When people are kofi tov, many times it's because of arrogance that they don't want to admit. They don't want to admit that they have a debt of gratitude. They don't want to feel independent. They can do it themselves. They don't need anybody. Okay, you gave me the money, you lent me the money, you did me a favor, shkayach, but it wasn't such a big deal, I could have gotten it anyway. And it's because of a lack of being able to admit that I needed you. You are the reason I was able to accomplish ABC. So those two words are not only closely related, but it's actually the same word for that reason. I have to admit, I have to... As I say, it's bruising to my ego. I have to admit that I need something to help me, someone to help me, something to help me. And that's gratitude. I will feel gratitude when I'm able to admit that. What the Bali Musar are saying in their examples of Moshe hitting this is that it involves that deep human... It involves that midah, that I have to admit that I needed the water to help me get, you know, to help me. I needed the sand to help me. We don't naturally feel gratitude, as the Chavis Halevitz explains. I mean, the Chavis Halevitz is talking practically. Lamaisa, I don't feel gratitude towards someone who inadvertently did me a tova. But I do have to admit, this is what they're saying, you do have to have that kernel of hoda'ah in the sense that I do need to be honest with myself and admit that I couldn't have done it myself. I needed even this inanimate object. So, therefore, they say, you know, so that's where Hakaras HaTov comes in, because the kernel, the concept, the base of the midah of Hakaras HaTov is that admission. That's really where it touches upon someone's midah. If I thank you and I feel gratitude, we're not talking about thank you, Aunt Shirley. We're talking about really feeling gratitude is an admission that I need someone else. I needed that person. I needed you to help me. And that's tough. That goes against, that's a midah. That's a midah to work on. Because I'm admitting frailty. I'm admitting inadequacy. So that's what they're talking about, that you should be in touch with, you should be in touch, I sound like I'm from California, you should be in touch with your inner feelings, with your inner, you should be in touch with your inner self, you should be in touch with your inner self, even to be makir tov to the water, to the sand, meaning you should be able to admit, you should have that element of hodah. The Chavis HaLevitz is talking naturally. I don't feel grateful to someone who does something out of self-interest. Like the more self-interest, the less gratitude I feel. I'm talking about, you know, the need of gratitude. Another wonderful thing that comes out of this is really Chavis HaLevitz's chiddush, is this idea of my avodos Hashem being based on gratitude. It's mamish is chiddush. He doesn't chadush this. It doesn't. Ramban sees it in the Torah, as I said, 2 centuries later, but he just conceptualizes it. It's really remarkable. You saw it. And also, because gratitude involves admission, it also, we all want a relationship with Hashem. Right? That's become a very common, almost a cliche almost already. It really establishes that bond. If my avodas Hashem, you know, if I'm just a servant that I'm doing because I want a reward and I don't want to be punished, or Hashem is a melech, there can still be a distance between me and Hashem. But if it's an expression of gratitude, then it's always an admission that I need Hashem. Whoa! Then every time you do something, you're expressing that feeling, that you're expressing that I need Hashem, right? If I'm grateful to Hashem that I woke up this morning, and I'm grateful to Hashem that I was able to get out of bed, and I was able to move my limbs, and I'm all the Birchos HaShachar, and I'm able to see, and I'm able to walk, and all the intricacies of the human biology and mind and everything that's involved, and I'm suffused with gratitude, and I'm ready to face the day as an Oved Hashem, as a way of saying thank you. But if I feel, I feel gratitude. I admit that I need Hashem to exist. I need Hashem to live. I need Hashem to walk. I need Hashem to talk. I need Hashem to enable me to do all these things. That's wonderful. That means your whole day, your whole life is different. You're establishing that relationship. I need Hashem, which is ultimately what being an Oved Hashem is all about. Emuna is the recognition of Hashem and what He does, and then being Oved Hashem is the recognition that I need Him therefore for everything. It solidifies that emuna, and I need Him, and therefore I will do His will, and that therefore is key to the kind of all this is chiddush. That is his chiddush, really. That I'm not going to eat not kosher food because it's my way of saying thank you to Hashem. I'm doing His will, and that's my way of saying thank you. That is, it's such a chiddush, that everything should be ideally. We work on this. It's an avoda. This is my way of thanking Hashem, which is it's an amazing chiddush. Every time I do a mitzvah, I'm listening to Hashem because it's my way of saying thank you. I'm grateful because I am grateful. It's not thank you, Aunt Shirley, that your mother makes you say. It's I am grateful. It's an expression of my inner feeling. I am grateful. And being grateful involves admitting that I couldn't do anything without Hashem. Okay, the Chavis Lubavitch, to make this point, and to make it so clear that we are to be suffused with gratitude to Hashem, he gives five categories of people that everybody is naturally grateful for. The parent child, the child is grateful to the parent, or should be. The master and the slave, which we don't really relate to, but the slave has nothing without the master. He gives him breakfast, he gives him lunch, he gives him supper, the whole life is dependent on what the master tells him to do. The master owns him. The employer and the employee, people who do favors one for another. Okay. Oh, and the some favors of friends, and the powerful that help the weak. He doesn't talk about employer and employee. That's the closest. Rebbe and Talmud, it's not in his five categories, but it would fit in one of the five categories. He's not giving an exhaustive list. He wants to show that we feel gratitude, even though his chiddush is, he wants to bring out, say, wow, of course a child should feel grateful to a parent. Of course an employee, let's call it in our world, an employee should feel gratitude towards the employer. Of course the oni should feel grateful to the usher. Of course the person who received the favor should feel grateful for the purpose in granting him a tova. And of course the weak should feel grateful to the powerful. Those are the five categories. But then he goes on to show, I want you to know something, there's always an element of self-interest. And he's not being cynical, that's not his point. His point is that we do feel grateful, even though there's an element of self-interest. We recognize there's an element of self-interest, but still, you know, the person did me a favor at the end of the day. He wants us to make a kal vachomer, he wants us to make that leap, and to say, wait a second, there's no element of self-interest by Hashem. Hashem has no self-interest. Hashem needs nothing. We're not doing anything for him. So, if we expect a child to feel grateful to a parent, and we feel grateful to our employer, and an ani feels grateful to an usher, and we would look at an ani that doesn't say thank you to an usher as not a mensch, a para adam, a terrible, horrible person. So now when you get to Hashem, you say, wait a second, how do I feel towards Hashem? Hashem has no self-interest, he gains nothing out of the whole deal. It's all selfless. Imagine the kal vachomer, how we should feel grateful. That is his point. So he has these five categories, and he goes through them, and he talks about a parent and a child, and he gives us an insight, by the way, which we may not have. He says, let's face it, a parent is selfless. We say, wow, we're all selfless. We stay up nights. We do for them. What don't we do for them? We'll do anything for them. We'll take the food out of our own mouths and give it to our children. But he says, let's face it. It's because I don't do it to the guy next door. I do it to my child. Why? Because my child is an extension of me. Because I see me in my child. This is the way I live on. And after I pass from this world, this is what I have out of life. I build, I made the child, I created this soul. I poured into this soul the chinuch and this. So it's me. I'm invested in this child. So I do for this. So he said he's not being cynical, he's being deep. He's saying that's what it is. That's why I don't do for my neighbor. I don't do for my neighbor's child what I do for my child. So that's because of the self. Myself is invested there. So, and still we expect the child, right, the closest thing to a human Hashem relationship, the Gemara says, the closest thing to it is a parent and a child. If you want to have a picture of selfless doing, of a combination of Ava and Yira and how it meshes together, we just have to think of what we would want and what we would expect from child to parent. And that's a model. That's what you can use it as a model to how we're supposed to feel towards Hashem. Anyway, but his point is that there's this element of self-interest. And that's why the parent will do anything for the child. But and he says it's instinctive. It's another point. First of all, there's an element of self-interest. He's jumping off to make a kal vachomer. There's an element of self-interest. Second of all, it's instinctive. The parent doesn't like having a soyon and a bechira. It's instinctive. There's a maternal instinct. There's a paternal instinct. And it's really thank you Hashem for creating this instinct. And v'ma'ov muchlach b'zeh b'derech ha'teva v'hatova lokeo, guess what? That's from Hashem also. V'ushliach bo b'levad. So, and still, we expect, it's like the model of Akaras HaTov is what a child is supposed to feel towards the parent. So, his point is going to be, imagine Hashem. The second example is Avol Tovas Adon Al Avdo Yudua Ki Umechavim L'Takim Amon. It's an investment. When an employer is kind and good and wonderful to the employee, it's because he's making an investment. It's going to have a huge return, right? I'm nice to him. He's going to work for me. He's going to do a good job. He's going to be dedicated to the job. It's an investment. There's that element of that giving. Certainly, the worker has to be loyal and has to feel Hakaras HaTov, and does. If he's a mensch. Okay, number three is the rich man, right? He gives stucca to the poor man. He's also a soicher, says the Chayyus Advovus. He's doing a mitzvah. He makes an $18 investment to the Kupashal Stalker, and he's Kona Olam Abba, the deal of the century. What a wonderful bargain, better than eBay. Fantastic. So the Chavis Abba was, and he didn't even have eBay. I will tell us, Arshur Allah Rosh, the Kabul's Char Shemayim, who Kasocher, Shu Kona Hanog Dola Kayemes, Yagi'e Lavachas, man, I got a deal for you. You give me $18, and in 5 years, I'll give you back $100,000. See, you don't have to think that much about it. So the usher is making an investment that's going to have huge returns. He just has to wait for it. He's not getting it now. He's going to get it after 120 years. He's going to have this fantastic return. Yagi elavach arzman, betova ketana. What did he do? He gave a little money. Ba'avuda, v'nivzis. You know, the money's not going to hang on to the money like a may of Esrim. Might as well give it away now. Yitzrena miyad v'lo niskavin ela lefar nasho b'chriyuso b'tova shivkidu elokim b'yado. Oh, wait a second, says the Chayyus Advovus. That's a bigger joke. It's not my money. It's Hashem's money. Hashem gave me money. If Hashem gave me extra money, he gave it to me so that I could share it with others. So I'm taking away a couple of dollars, a couple of shekel. I'm not going to hang on to it forever anyway. It's not even mine. Wait a second. Hashem gave me this money because Hashem expected me to do the right things with this money. And still the oni, of course, would be looked at as the worst kind of person if he wouldn't thank the usher. We put up plaques and we thank and we give honor. Even if he's a great guy and selfless, wonderful, you know, he's getting all of my bar. That's part of the cheshbon. But avada, it is correct and necessary and absolutely compelling to give thanks to him. Kamo shomar Eov, he brings up sukkim for everything. Bichas oved, the person who's lost without what I help him do. Olai tovo, the old Omar, other pasuk in Eov, imlo berchuni chalotzov, I gave clothing to a person who needed clothing. Umegas kavasa yischamem, he's getting warm with the wool of my sheep. So that's number three. And now you look at friends who do favors for each other. I will tell us when I odom katzosim al katzosim babur avos Hashem vach lakolo the gemul haolam. Then you get honor. He likes you. It's a social, socially acceptable. So again, it's an investment. Who kamosha olzer dover etzel chavero. I'm investing something by my friend. O mafkin etzel momen. Then they yerosu she yitzarech lachazman. Right? I do him a favor today. Tomorrow I'm going to do a favor from him. He's going to have to do me a favor. I did him a favor. I'm making an investment for a future need I may have. Still, certainly, no one would dream, if someone does you a tremendous favor, no one would think of saying, okay, you did it for yourself, goodbye. I'm not even going to say thank you. You had to do it. Not normal. Kamo shomer achacham rabim yechalu pnei nodim v'chol ha'ralu yesh matan v'omar matan odim yachiv lo v'fnei gedolim yamchenu. And the last is achtovos achomel al ha'oni akoiv lo, the powerful, the weak, maybe again a poor person. He says very good. He says if you feel empathy, it's a wonderful thing to feel empathy, but it means that I'm in pain and I feel your pain if we take it seriously. So I'm in pain. So I have a painkiller. I'll help him out. I can't stand seeing this person suffering. But that's me, says the Chavis Halvavus. You know, when a person feels, it's a wonderful feeling. He's not knocking it. He's just pointing out that there's always elements of self-interest in whatever we do. Even when I feel a person's pain, so I'm in pain. I can't stand, I think of that poor person who's sick and I can't meet his debts and he can't put food on his table. It hurts. So you do it to assuage your feelings of turmoil, that your feelings of uncomfortableness, says the Kaddish Avodah Zarah. It's a painkiller. Again, it's wonderful if you feel that way. There are people that are insensitive to other people's pain, which is much worse. But Chagalovus is just pointing out that when I am sensitive to this pain, so I feel that pain, I'm uncomfortable, I can't stand seeing someone suffer, so then part of my helping is to take away my own feelings of uncomfortableness. I'm taking a painkiller. Veinu nisha, and I'm able to help. I have a painkiller. I'm able to help that other person. Veinu nisha mi bilti shevach. But no one would dream of, therefore, not thanking him, not praising him. Kamo shomer iyo v'mera obin mi bli lo vush. Vein ksus le'evyo nemlo v'parchuni chalotov omegas klosa yuschamim. It's the same pasuk he brought before. Ukvar nira. So listen. Mima sheik damnu ki kavonos kol meitim luz losim b'nei odom. When you get down to people, there's no such thing as selfless. There's some sort of self-interest, even if it's feeling good, even if it's not feeling distressed by someone else's distress. So that, there's an element of that. And still, to be grateful is normal, to be ungrateful is not menschlich, we thank him and we acknowledge that he did something for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even though it's l'toela sasmo tchila, v'liknos kishut noi, he's buying like a nice piece of jewelry, l'olam ha'zeh, l'olam ha'ba, o l'tchil sar me'al nafsho, as we just said, o l'takonos mamomo, he's making a good investment. Then kol zeh mo'neam mishvacha v'oda osam, me'yiru me'ad la'osam u'me'yashiv l'hem gemulam, I want to pay him back, I want to say thank you, there's nothing I won't do for them. Avobisha tova ishula b'yodom, as we said, Hashem gave it to them, it's not even their money. They mukhacham leitiv ba. That's the instinct. Like the parent has an instinct. Kasha zochainu. But tovosu meinu tmidis. He's jumping off to Hashem that we should take this seriously. And if we imagine if someone gave me the money to make a down payment on a house, there's nothing I wouldn't do for that person. So when you think of Hashem, you just have to multiply it by, I'll say by thousands, right? How come I don't feel great? Someone let my daughter sleep by them for a week in Yerushalayim. I'm like so thankful. And like Hashem, do we feel that way? We're not talking about lip service. We're talking about, do I feel the debt of gratitude to Hashem? That's what he wants us to feel. Now you got to feel it, you got to think about it. You have to learn Shar HaBechina maybe. He's going to say that there's three problems. He's no fool. He says there's three problems. One is that we're used to it, because every day I wake up, and every day the sun rises, and every day I get out of bed, and every day I walk. So if you don't make a conscious effort to think about it, you don't feel gratitude after a couple of days go by, because you just get used to it. Number two is, he's going to say, because this is really the same, we feel entitled to it. It's also after a while we feel entitled to it. And then we focus on what we don't have. That is, he's going to say this. This is why you have to think. It's an avoda. It's not natural. Someone lends me or gives me the money for a mortgage, for a house. I go out of my mind with thanks. And with Hashem, you know, it's, but I cut my finger this morning. I thought Hashem was kind. I cut my finger this morning. Right? We focus on what we don't have. That's the human. Without avoda, we focus on what we don't have. We put into the bank what we do have, put in the pocket, and say, okay, next. And then we say, oi, I didn't have this, I don't have this, I don't have that. And when, you know, he's going to discuss this. This is why it's an avoda. The feeling of, actually, he says this in Shar HaBechina. I'm sorry, I apologize. He doesn't say it in Shar HaBechina. He says it in Shar HaBechina, that the reason he has to spell all these things out, and the reason we have to think about all these things, is for these three reasons that I just said. So if you feel that way by people, he says, to me this, it's all temporary. They're inconsistent. Their generosity, it's mingled at the very least with self-interest, or to avoid either future problems when they may need help, or to avoid the tsar they're feeling now. How could we ever stop saying thank you, which we express in Nishma, just imagine how grateful you will feel to someone that saved your child's life, ran into the street, grabbed them away from an oncoming car. Like, so Hashem does that a million times over. Tam adam chayev ben ha'avoda v'hashevach v'ahodol l'bori ha'tova v'ameitiv v'alo. Hashem created the tova. Hashem showers us with tovas. Hashem ain't tachlis l'tova, so it's consistent. It's always, you know, it has a chisaron in us because we get used to it. It's constant. Achim misamedes. It keeps going. Rinim sheches mi bilti kavonos toeles, no self-interest on Hashem's part. Lo dchias hanezek hasashalom rak nedavla v'chesed mimenu al kolam medabrim. Mamish chesed. Okay, so if you think about this and you learn it, and you think about it, you're ready, like your mind's ready to explode. How can I ever thank Hashem? Now he ratchets up how you should feel. If your head's exploding now your head almost has to explode twice. What does he say? He says everything we said till now, you're dealing with two people. So I'm a person, he's a person. We live together on the same planet. We're the same. Circumstantially, I'm poor, he's rich. I have a tzara, he can help me. I'm the child, he's the parent. But we're essentially the same. It's just the circumstances make us different. But let's say you had two species, different species. You had someone subhuman, an animal. Let's say an animal could think, but an animal can, right? And the person helps the animal. It's like you went out of your whole, like, I have me and this is where I am and these are my friends and I'm living with people. Like you reached out of your natural setting and you helped out someone that's like not just circumstantially needy, but essentially on a different level, on a lower level, occupies a different place, like a subhuman, or an animal. You know, that's what Hashem's doing. You know, realize what Hashem's doing? Hashem is going over to people, boss of a dumb, chomer, with all of our faults and all of our things, and he's reaching out to us. Forget about that he's giving us everything we have. I mean, forget about it. He's giving us everything we have. He's doing it selflessly. There's no self-interest in it. Now he says, so imagine all of that, and now, boom, everything now has to be increased exponentially. Because Hashem is not our buddy, except he's stronger than us, and he has money and we don't, so he's giving us, so thank you. Hashem is like Hashem. It's like we're, imagine a human. Even if we would think of a rich man and a poor man, but then you would think of a king reaching out to a bum on a park bench, which is also circumstantial. It's not a good way of explaining what the Chavis HaLovis is doing now, but it gives us a bridge. So you say, whoa, that's not just a rich man helping a poor man. That's a king helping out a bum. Wow. Then he says, look, what I want you to realize after you make this first leap of Kal V'Chomer, all whoever does a tova for others, Mikol Hamina Masher Zacharnu, of these five categories, Enlo Yisron Al Misha Meitivlo, the giver has no essential quality over the receiver. Ela b'mikrim in a mikrim. It's circumstantial. I'm rich, he's poor. He's the slave, I'm the master. We're both human beings. We both occupy this planet. We both have to eat. Everything. We're in the same world. Avol be'enushasam in their humanity. V'atzmam nimsholim u'krovim zelozeh. They're really close to one another. The way they're functioning, their biology, most of the time we're the same. And still, right, everything we said up till now, again and again and again. Now if we would consider, if we would consider the recipient of the Tova, the Tachlis Hachisorin Vagrius, a lowlife, like not a match, a subhuman. The Tachlis Hachisorin Vagrius, the Harkavasel, the way he's made up, not as handsome as we are, not as beautiful as we are. The Chibura with the Muso, not put together. An alien, like in science fiction, you have this, an amoeba, a nothing, right? Hayinu chayeb avodah Yosef, so certainly, like, the gratitude would take a huge leap, I would say an exponential leap. Like the person is deigning to look at me. The person is like, gorish me. Forget about what he's doing for me. He's like, gorish me. I entered his consciousness. He thinks of me and he cares about me and I occupy a different planet than he does. But still, he says, okay, v'chein kasher nachshov. Now imagine, not only am I subhuman, but the person helping me is the most perfect person in the world. So like, it's a whole different ball game. It's not just a circumstantial, he happens to have money and I don't have money. I need a favor, he can do me the favor. So different worlds we occupy. The subhuman is helped by the Superman. The lowest subhuman is helped by the Superman of the human race. So certainly, imagine, then your head explodes another couple times. It's finished exploding. Now you gotta explode again. This is serious. This is really serious. If you imagine someone doing you a big tofa. Like I said, you know, giving you the money to buy a house, putting your child, you know, through school, helping your child. You don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know how to say thank you. So then, this is like real. And you have to work on it, as I said, because he says in Shara HaBechina, we're used to everything Hashem does for us. We don't even think of Hashem as this. We don't think of ourselves, Lagabi Hashem, like we're subhuman in Hashem. Hashem has Malachim. Hashem is Hashem. Hashem is Ruchnius, is perfect, is needs nothing, is a Melech Malchim, Malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what are we? I guess you remember from your Rosh Hashanah Machzer, we're nothing, Kutzei Chomer. You know, and still Hashem, by the way, this is a real problem. There are many, many philosophers who held that this is such a good kasha that Hashem indeed does not relate to the human race. And this gave rise to Avodah Zarah, that they felt they need some intermediary. They need something that, because Hashem can't lower himself. This is a huge philosophical shita of the Avodah Zarah, that Hashem doesn't or can't or wouldn't, you know, care about me. Just like if I tell you someone, Hashem cares who won the ball game, the Yankees or the Red Sox. That's when I stopped following baseball. The Yankees and Red Sox. So people laugh when you say that, even though it's not funny. It's like absurd. It makes us laugh. But of course Hashem cares. Who do you think made one team win? We don't know why. Maybe it's to give the Yidden in New York pleasure when the Yankees win. We don't know why. But we laugh when I say it, people like don't believe it for a second. Nah, Hashem, of course Hashem cares. Chas v'shalom. Hashem does everything in the world. Of course he cares who wins the ball game. We don't know why, so it's absurd to us, but believe me, it's as absurd for a person to have parnasa or not, to have a shidduch or not, to have good children or not, to live or die is just as absurd. Conceptually, Hashem is Hashem. Melech Malchei Hamloch HaMakadosh Baruch Hu, Akel HaGadol HaGibah V'Anora. We can't fathom Hashem, we can't imagine Hashem, we can't conceptualize Hashem. He's Lamala Mikol. And indeed, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah held is not possible. Hashem is Kadosh. Kadosh means Mufros. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem is gonna decide how many children I have. Hashem is gonna care if I'm in pain. And they held it was not Shayach, it's not possible, and he created intermediaries who could relate to people. And that's Avodah Zarah. That's where Avodah Zarah comes from. Yeah.
Question. Sorry.
Hashem
does care.
Oh, yeah.
So, before I understood the point was that he doesn't gain anything from giving us everything, but I really feel like he does gain doesn't he get nachas when we do the right thing?
It's a manner of speech. Hashem doesn't have but Hashem doesn't have emotions. It's difficult to consider. He didn't need to. He wasn't chaser. He didn't need to create the world, or else he had a problem, and this was his solution. Hashem is shalom. Hashem is shalom without a creation of the world. Hashem did it to be mative, but he didn't need to do it. Chas v'shalom. We use those words, but it's fake words. Hashem doesn't have any emotions. It's a positive thing, but it's not a necessary thing. He didn't need to. We talk about giving nachas. It's a very good point. The Chavis Halvavos in Shar HaYichud, which is a shar no one learns, in Perek Yud, the 10th Perek, it's almost as big as the whole Shar HaYichud. The first Perek 10 is almost as big as the first 9 put together. He talks about these points, how we use words to describe what Hashem is thinking, how Hashem is feeling. He says, but they're fake words. They're only, otherwise we couldn't relate to Him. How can we be oved something that we can't conceive of? If Hashem would be just a closed book, so we couldn't be oved Hashem. If we can't wrap our minds around something, so how could we relate to it? How can we feel thankful to something that we can't conceptualize? And so therefore, he spends a lot of time in Perek Yud. Rather, Perek Yud of Shar HaYichud is rather understandable. I know everybody, the philosophical parts of Shar HaYichud, which is why everyone skips Shar HaYichud, well, not everyone, I learned it with the men, but we actually had like 2 shiurim summarizing Shar HaYichud. There was only 2-3 prakim in the Shar that talks philosophically, proof of Hashem's existence, proof that He's one. But the Lamarshal Perek Yud talks about mamish what you're saying. It is a difficulty. I'm not trying to, I don't have a good, well, I don't know if I could ever give you a good answer, but if I would attempt to give a good answer, it would take an hour. But it's all words. It's the only way we could relate to anything about Hashem is by using human terms. Hashem doesn't speak to Moshe. He doesn't speak. He doesn't have vocal cords. There's no sound waves hitting Moshe's ears and he hears something. Hashem doesn't think. Hashem doesn't consider. Hashem doesn't change His mind. We just use these words because that's the best I can do for now. Hashem doesn't really have pleasure. Hashem doesn't have any emotions. Hashem is a glob of shlemus. Think of it that way. When we say Hashem has pleasure, let's say according to the Maharal, Hashem has pleasure really, again, this is all in Shar HaYichud Perek Yud. I'm not the Maharal. Hashem has pleasure is a way of saying this is part of the shlemus of Hashem. This event. This event is the shlemus that Hashem, again, I'm going to say wants, which is also a bad word. But Hashem doesn't want anything. I'm sorry, it's the best I can do on such short notice. I couldn't do any longer on long notice, but at least I have an excuse that it's short notice. Okay, we're going to have to stop now. Thank you, everybody.